weaknesses and I must improve myself. And there is room for improvement for each one of us. Whether we are ulama, whether we are huffaz, whether we are qaris, whether we are teachers of the Quran, hifz class, or whether we are ordinary Muslims, for each one of us. And then is this gathering will be beneficial for us if we have basis which each one of us are facing problems. One great, great thing, following sunnats will take us out of all these difficulties. So one sunnat, which is a sunnat also, normally we refer to it as a nafal, a optional, and that is making awwabin namaz after maghrib. It comes in little variation also. So awwabin namaz means the namaz of the tawwabin, which is a superlative case that those who make tawbah in great amount. So just by adding the two more rakats, we will be regarded amongst those people who make a lot of tawbah. And in the Quran, he collected, he saw one is missing. So angrily upset, he asked, where's my pigeon? What happened? She very casually, a young girl, bully, very simple-minded, innocent in her, in everything. She said, it flew away. Like it's no big deal. And for him, what an expensive bird it is that flew away. So he got a bit more angry. It's also from there we learn, like common practice it is, at night, mother bathes her little children, puts on their clean pyjamas, and warns them also, now don't get dirty again. I washed you, you're wearing clean pyjamas, don't dirty yourself again. So we also, the whole day's work in our offices, what is your earning per month, whether you're a shopkeeper, whether you're a businessman, whether you're a professional, and 12 years earning, imagine. Whatever you're earning 50,000, you're earning 20,000, you're earning 100,000 a month, multiplied by 12, multiplied by another 12. By making awwabin, 12 years earnings every day, company, computers company, in a furniture shop, in the motor car industry, in many, many companies. There is also one company to work in the company of making nafil ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who works, that is, he may start with this practice. The day he becomes old, Allah gives him pension also, and for him. Give him sick leave, and as long as you are sick. Allah Ta'ala gives travel allowance also. And the companies of the world learn to give sick leave, travel allowance, they learn from Allah Ta'ala. That travel allowance, 4 rakats of farz namaz, Zuhar, Asr, Isha. When we go on safar, Allah gives travel allowance, you only make this and all these benefits. Inshallah, we all will do that, inshallah. With regard to our subject of tonight, the Hafiz of the Quran, he is the Naib, the vicegerent, the deputy of Allah in looking after the Quran Sharif. Allah alone is the looker. They can't see anything straight. They are supposed to be so learned. But they see everything crooked and they see everything wrong. So anyway, Allah gives an honorary degree in the true sense because Allah is the one who, like the, we read in the Asma'ul Husna now, Al-Hafidhu is only Allah Ta'ala. But because the child memorized Quran Sharif, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi ahlin." Allah has also got family. Not family like the Christians believe that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, so etc. Not blood ties, but like a family member is close in the family's life. To remedy that, it comes in the hadith, with love and reverence, respect. Look at a hafiz. With love and reverence, Allah immediately becomes happy with you. And Allah becomes fully happy with you when you just look at a hafiz of, so much Allah loves the hafiz. A person, the hafiz of education, the hafiz should make the hajjud also. And the whole ummah can make. After we have made our 4 faras, 2 sunnat e muakkada, what is it difficult to make 2 nafil namaz? Even in a sitting position. Even reading wal asri in inna atina, but our tahajjud will be made. So particularly the hafiz. Also, or anything that resembles a cross also, we keep away from it. So if there's a cross, or on the cross, the picture of Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, dying on the cross, that is on your clothes in front at the back, who will wear it, forget, make namaz. the Nike name or the tick is exactly a goddess. They have just come off. When Ramzan comes, you put your topi, you grow your beard a little bit. You start wearing kurta, you can't bluff Allah Ta'ala. So this is not a proof for you, it is against you. So the Hafiz should be like that. The Hafiz position is so high that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his mushawirat, in his path, and such a crown that will excel the brilliance of the sun also. When this will be for the Hafiz, what won't be there in store for the Hafiz parents? What won't be in store for the Hafiz himself? But this is all for the one who is genuinely a Hafiz. Not only that he has learnt of the Quran by heart, but his practice is, that is, the Hafiz in the right sense of the word, he actually has honored Allah and honored Allah's Rasul. So may Allah make us to be amongst those Huffaz, inshallah. Mahmud Begra was a very pious and righteous Muslim ruler in India during the Mughal rule. He ruled in our Gujarat direction in life. And he spent time there as a worker for the king, as an accountant. But in that time he made the tarbiyah. He guided the king towards Allah Ta'ala. So, mashallah, there are such people amongst us also. One good friend of mine, Maulana Ghulam Esat, I think he is here. I was surprised to meet him. We studied together. And I told occasions, weddings, etc. Wherever we meet, they tell me that I've got this saw here. They show me the saw. I got a headache, etc. What must I do? I tell them, take this, take that. I write down for them, go to the chemist, get this medicine. But because they didn't come to my surgery, I can't bill them. I can't charge them. What do you do? The lawyer said, I charge them. And it's very, very fortunate is that person who has got a Hafiz in his progeny, that on the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be just overhead, at the bottom will be melting copper. Today we can't stand bare feet on the beach sand. Forget melting copper. We can't stand bare feet on some stone. How hot it is. It burns prayers. And he made khatam of Quran a few times in that one Ramadan. His father became so happy. He said, how can I reward you? I decide and I put you as my wali ahad. After me, you, the whole kingdom, you are in charge and you take over. This is what Allah gave in dunya. What won't Allah give in akhirat? So may Allah add one supara, hambrawadit at night. So everyone can do this. Maulana Shaykhul Hind, Maulana Mahmudul Hasan Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in jail in Malta, with him was Shaykhul Islam, Maulana Hussein Ahmed Madani. Ramzan came, there was no Hafiz in the jail in Malta. So Maulana Hussein Ahmed Madani, and they're going to fasten the turban on my head, I've graduated. I would like to come for you to come for my graduation, as we have come for this young boys here. But this wasn't a young boy. When that Maulana came, he spoke to him on the phone. When he came, he saw not one black hair in his beard. Completely white. 90 years old, he became. And when the last child was born at that time, and they should put him on the jula, on the swing. The mother used to read Amma Supara all the time. When he started talking, he knew whole Amma Supara. This is how it is. One boy in Durban, many years ago,